my
today we have a guest who's not your typical internet marketer. In fact, most of you won't even have heard of her. She's an amazing person who has effectively used all of the internet marketing strategies to build a thriving business. Today, I'm really happy to introduce you to Carol Tuttle from caroltuttle.com. I wanted to interview Carol because once I started receiving her emails, I could see she was a woman who knew exactly how to use internet marketing to grow a thriving business into an information empire. And I wanted to have Carol on the call because she uses a real-life business in which she's just taken the internet and used it to establish herself as an expert in her field. And she's a great example of someone who uses the internet to motivate and inspire millions of people around the world. And I know she's going to be a fantastic role model for you and an inspiration to all of us. First, I'm going to have Carol talk to you about her business, what it is, and then we'll go in and explore more about the details of how she uses the internet to communicate to the world. Hello, Carol. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Why don't we get started in hearing about the business that you're actually in? What is it that you do?
The area of expertise that I am a professional in is energy healing and personal transformational work, and my primary way of doing business is internet marketing. I work in the field of energy psychology, and I started my work years ago as a private practitioner. And then I'm an author, I'm a best-selling author, and I've created a lot of home study courses and DVD and other media materials in which to teach different applications of what I do to teach people how to work with their own energy, their belief systems, and to really work with the internal dynamic of a person, because the foundational belief is that whatever you believe and whatever's going on in your inner world is going to be reflected in your outer world. So if you can manipulate and change that belief and clear your fears and inhibitions, you open the space for really wonderful things to happen and show up in your life. And so I took that to the internet world. About 2003, I launched my internet business.
Interesting. I know on your website you talk a lot about energy medicine, working with your body, the chakras, and you know a lot about emotional freedom technique using EFT and Reiki. And you even have a course, too, about dressing your truth.
Yeah, I've actually gotten into a whole other field to the personal, I guess you'd call it the image consulting business, that I teach a program called Dressing Your Truth that is all about the movement and energy that we put on our bodies so that we're able to profile a person. It's kind of a personality profile that we have that we can determine just the inner nature of who they are, the movement, the way they express themselves through behavior, personality, life experience, and we can teach them how to dress in a manner that supports their true self, and it really enhances their natural beauty. We call it nature's makeover from the inside out.
Well, that sounds great. I'm sure lots of people would love to take that.
I'm really excited because we've been doing it primarily just through live events and consultants, and we're just now starting to work with a programmer to create an interactive experience to teach this information that you might think you could only teach in a live experience because it involves clothes and colors and jewelry and hair, but we really know we're going to find a way to do it on the internet.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I have a, you know, for my industry, for what I do, I have a, I feel a significant database of people that have come together to want to follow what I do. My email, my list is about 45,000 people, and it's worldwide, and I get emails continually with requests that people want to learn the information I have, but so much of it is visual or hands-on, so I need that medium to express that, and so the internet just is a fabulous platform to take information out that requires a visual interaction.
What do you do on a typical day from an internet marketing perspective? What needs to be done?
I'm in a phase now where a lot of the nuts and bolts are in place. You know, it's kind of a machine. When you build this internet business, you really, if you're doing it in a way with an idea to kind of work your way out of a job or to allow yourself to go on to new projects so that you don't have to babysit or track what you're doing, because the nature of it is so automated and so self-supportive within the technology that right now, this summer, I've been taking a big reprieve, and quite honestly, I only do what I'm motivated, inspired to do, and if I don't feel a passion and a real enthusiasm for it, I don't do it. And my business continues to run because I've created it to be an automated system that continues to support people and through my email autoresponder series, through the fact that people can go on any time to our shopping cart and buy. And so I continue to have a successful business without having to have a daily investment. And that was really the aha when I went from a private practice. In 2004, probably, I really made the conscious decision to say, if I keep focusing on my business as it's been created to this point, which it created was demanding of me personally being somewhere with somebody. At the time in 2004, my income was greater through my private practice than my internet business, and I made a conscious decision to switch that.
Mm-hmm.
And to completely actually get out of the private practice business and only do speaking events and internet marketing. So we pretty much have reduced it down to that. I do live events, trainings, and I do the internet business.
How did you go about learning it in the first place? What were the first steps you started to take when you decided to move it more online as opposed to the personal contact?
Well, my mentor showed up in 2003, and I went to a program called the National Publicity Summit that Steve Harrison puts on that a lot of people may have heard of. I went thinking I'd get other results through conventional, traditional media exposure, and I now know that the one person I went to meet was Yannick Silver, because I watched this gentleman in a matter of 45 minutes generate about $40,000 from a program he offered that was internet marketing based. And I looked at my husband, and I mean, it was very apparent to me I was doing it the slow, hard way, kind of, you know, pick and shovel. Mm-hmm. And I was just like intrigued by this. I'm like, I want to learn what he's doing. We invested in a program he sells called 6 Weeks to Instant Internet Marketing Success or something, and I followed his program. I was doing everything wrong at the time. I had a website, but I sent everybody off the website to Amazon to buy my book. I didn't have a shopping cart. I gave away a ton of content. I gave away tons of information. And I learned what I was doing wrong first off to start correcting it. And so the first things I changed was I started selling. At the time, I only had a book, and my book was on audio. My book is called Remembering Wholeness. And
can we still buy that today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a bestseller. It's kind of a classic for what it teaches, and very timeless in the information. And successfully, I'm able to sell that through my own e-commerce site, and then do very well through traditional other channels like Amazon and retail bookstores and that. But we now keep people on our site, on my site, rather than send them away. And then I started to come. I didn't know it, but I'm a quick learner, that I needed to grab people's email and name. I needed to create a database, a community.
That's the most important.
So I got that going. We give away an audio called, like on the homepage. If you go to caroltuttle.com, you'll see to subscribe to Carol's weekly email called I'm a Creator. And I have an autoresponder series that is a 3-year series. If you were to subscribe and stay on it, you would get weekly emails for 3 years that are short and quick. And I use text format. I don't use HTML. I'm real basic. And it's maybe 4 paragraphs that I teach a principle and an application or an energy therapy interactive tool.
I love receiving those emails. They're so inspirational, and they always have a lot of information for me to learn.
Yeah, and they're easy to read and short. I felt that was very important. I noticed my own trends online that if I wasn't taking time to read things that were lengthier, good chance my audience wasn't either anymore. Because I used to send out the monthly newsletter that was really pretty, and I realized, you know what, they want it, they would probably like it more often and shorter. So I switched to that, and that's where we have the biggest base of subscribers. We have, with that particular group, probably 25,000 that subscribe to that. Most people stay with it. They don't, you know, they stay in the series. And I got to the point where I didn't want to keep writing them, so I was close to my three-year mark, and I figured, well, wow, if I've got people that have been on this for 3 years, so at the final, at the three-year period, you get an email that says, congratulations, you've been subscribed for 3 years. And I invite them to start the series over. Because with the idea that you're in a new place, the information will speak to you differently, and you'll get a whole other level of benefit from it. And so, you know, that way I was really aware this summer, what am I still having to show up and do? If I want to make this completely self-sustaining, what do I got to tweak here? And that's what I've given time to this summer is, so I'm freeing myself up to pursue more of the Dressing Your Truth development and getting that information out there.
Do you sell products in the emails?
I
or
do.
Know about them?
Yeah, I make a suggestion. I mean, obviously, it's a marketing tool. I'm not shy about that. You know, I'm a marketer. I like to market. I have no problem selling people things. So I definitely have that in my, you know, that's a part of my whole, when I think of, I always say, you know, for me, whatever you're doing should have an angle of marketing, or you should be able to market in a way that you put it out in an angle that there's a benefit first and the marketing comes second, but there's always an opportunity to do marketing.
And people really appreciate the information that you give them. That's why they keep staying on your list, because you are giving them something valuable.
Yeah, I feel like if the value's there, they can choose if they want to respond to the offer, you know. That's just there. It's, you know, and it's funny because people will say, you know, they want to know what you have. And if we weren't putting that out there as clearly as we were, we'd be doing, you know, people don't know necessarily about it. So we're very good in informing our database about what do I have and what it's about in a manner that isn't too pitchy. It's not too salesy.
I find your emails really down to earth. It's like they're just talking to me personally.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
And your energy and your personality comes through in them.
Yeah, and that's really my approach in internet marketing is to make myself real to people. I'm a personality online, basically. People feel they know me and have a great benefit from that. They feel a rapport with me. In fact, when people meet me, it's funny now because they'll say, oh, I can't believe I'm actually, like, seeing you and meeting you because I've been reading and listening to you for so long. Weird that I'm like, I've appeared in the 3D form. You know? So that's my approach. I created myself as I'm the brand, you know, Carol Tuttles. I branded me online, my face, my name, so people could have a real direct experience with me. So that's how I built my community around a relationship with me.
How, you know, when you said about the 3 years of emails, how did you write those? Did it take you wrote one a day, you wrote a whole slew and split them up? Like, that's a huge task.
I would just sit down and maybe do 2 or 3 months worth. And then I put on my calendar where I was in the process. I would make a note that the, you know, I had an email up to that date, and I'd do a bunch more. I'd do 10 or 12 more of them. Because I wasn't shooting for a three-year length. It's just this year I looked at it and went, okay, do I want to keep, you know, this to be an unending stream of emails, or do I want to just say, okay, 3 years is solid, it's good, and let's invite people to start it over? So, you know, when I, through this process of writing them, I didn't have that necessarily clearly as a goal in my mind. It just became apparent to me that, you know, that's what I wanted to do now this year. Because I didn't want to keep writing them and, you know, without a, I was looking at how to free myself up from different tasks.
How many people are on your team permanently, and do you do outsourcing? How do you manage your team members?
My husband and I work together. This is his full time, meaning I don't, we don't work full time, but he doesn't have another. He left a profession he was involved in about a year and a half ago to support what we've created. And then I have an email intake manager, an email manager that all the emails that go to Carol at caroltuttle.com, she manages that. I see every positive and appreciative email, and we delete any of the negative stuff. I don't see that. And
that's good. You don't want to see that negative energy.
No, I just figure whatever, you know, everyone's got their own. And there's no, I mean, I base what I do on through my own inspiration and what feels right to me, and not right for everybody, that's okay. So Carissa handles all that, and she'll interact with people on my behalf. And then I have a customer service manager, and then I have, and that's it in my caroltuttle.com world. And then we have a fulfillment company, you know, that does all our shipping and all that. So we outsource all our shipping.
And they print
the
CDs and make the CDs.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do production. They do all the production and the shipping. And then we'll outsource when we need, like if we got a new product and we need a cover designed, or, you know, we'll outsource for different things that we need for marketing materials. And then in the Dressing Your Truth side, my daughter and daughter-in-law work with me on that. That's it. We have a very small team. I don't like having a lot of people I got to manage.
Who's the techie person in the group then?
Like, our technical support is in India.
Oh, okay. So you outsource to India,
yeah,
for perhaps a programmer.
Yeah.
And the autoresponder, you would do that yourself?
Yeah, I do all that myself.
Mm-hmm. So there's
a
little.
And we set it up so we can get in. And we had our technical support in India recently create our web pages so that we can get in and make small, you know, just immediate changes on content and that. So John does, my husband does all that. I don't do anything techie.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. I have no interest in it.
I see. Do you retain the people in India on a monthly basis, or just piece-by-piece jobs? And do you always use the same person or different ones?
Well, the group we have is called the Mango Media, and she has a whole team. Sujatha is the owner, and she has a whole team that play different various roles. And so far we've had good success with her and her team. And she then decides who on her team's going to do what. We just deal with her directly. And I think we pay project fees when we have certain things that need to be done, designed or created or set up, and then probably a monthly fee for, they aren't our, we have a, we do our, there's a couple, I have a membership site called the Carol Tuttle Healing Center, where you can go online and do interactive energy tapping or emotional freedom technique sessions on very specific issues. So I actually offer one-on-one sessions through the internet. And
do they phone you and then you talk on
the
phone
with them? No, they're recorded. They're videos I recorded that actually, if you go to the Carol Tuttle Healing Center, you access that through caroltuttle.com. It's a membership site. And my idea in this was years ago, if people just need support and shit, following a tapping sequence with the script and the wording that supports clearing the issue, the belief system, and the patterns. Because of my private practice history, I had just gotten very sophisticated and very good at taking people through getting core issues and knowing what the deeper beliefs were. So I translated that into a video platform. So if you were to go on, you can actually join a 3-day trial for $3.95. Somebody okay. goes on, they go into the sessions library, and there are over 85 video and audio sessions on very specific issues, from weight and body issues, self-esteem issues, relationship issues, parenting issues, sexual issues. We have it all subcategorized. And then within those, let's say you pick weight and body issues. You want to clearing for overeating. So then you click on that, and a video and a PowerPoint is going to come up, and you're going to be sitting there as though you were in a session with me, and I'm giving you kind of the preface of what this issue is about, what are the deeper emotional dynamics involved. And then we start a tapping sequence, and the person just follows along with me as we go through all the core beliefs, all the limiting thing, patterns. And then I wrap it up, give them some coaching, life support, and most of them are about 15 minutes long.
That
so it's like you're
fantastic.
Having... Yeah, yeah, it's really awesome because you get the benefit of doing a session with me without having to be in a physical space with me.
And I can do it at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, you can do it when you're about to go to the fridge and binge. It's like tell people, turn on the internet, get online because your stuff's up. That's the best time to use these tools, and the discomfort's there and you feel those charges, and do a session.
How many other websites do you have?
Oh, I have actually active probably close, maybe 8 that are actual specific destination to sell a specific product.
Can you tell us some of them?
Yeah, caroltuttle.com is the nucleus. It's kind of the, hub of the whole wheel. Then we've got one called manifestingmoremoney.com. And these each sell bigger product. Like, they're all going to be over $100 sales. The products on them all are at $100 or more. We've got energyhealingbootcamp.com. That is a business course for people in the healing arts and how to use the law of attraction and to use your own healing techniques to clear and heal your own issues so you can allow growth and expansion to occur. And then it has a lot of conventional marketing material and guidance too. And then I've got energyhealing101.com. And I created a home study course that was sort of your overview. And, if you had to take Energy Healing 101, it was basically the basics and the advanced methods and how to use them in a practical everyday life and situation. So I have a lot of parents by that. You can use it in job situations. You can use it in sports. So I diversified these tools and gave them real practical applications and designed this course that we sell. And then the another one I have would be, those are the biggest players in our group. DressingYourTruth.com is an independent site that we promote, Dressing Your Truth, because we're building that as its own brand. It has my name because my name's more recognizable than the actual program, but we're building that to have its own presence in the marketplace. So we're now just redoing DressingYourTruth.com to be a multiple page site. It used to just be a sales letter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have RememberingWholeness.com, which is a inspirational flash presentation with music and slides and quotes from my book. So it's like an inspirational experience.
Sounds great. So you used all of your expertise in the energy healing and created it into products that people could use online. And that's really where the money comes from if someone buys a product. Is that correct, or does it come from
the webinar? The membership site is people join that for $67 a month, and they maintain their membership. It's up to them to determine the length of their membership. And so we get, that's an automated payment. So we generate a, you know, decent return for that because we have several hundred members on that at any given time and new members signing up. So there's no product that goes out with that.
Do you have to keep creating new products for that and putting new stuff up every month? Because sometimes I hear people say, oh, my membership site, it takes so much of my time. I'm constantly...
No, we have, it's pretty content rich with, I don't know anybody that's watched and listened to every 85 of the sessions they could. And we suggest, we're not trying to keep people lifelong on that. We think most people benefit from about a 3 to 4 month experience with it. So I'm not trying to just, you know, I'm really honest with people, and I give them guidelines to get the real value rather than just try and get their money, you know, and find ways to grab their money every month. It's, you know, if you'll use this predictably and regularly for two to three times a week, and, you know, 2 to 3 months, you're going to see a significant shift in your life. And so I'm honest with people. Yeah, I meet all kinds of internet marketers that their primary interest is just getting the money.
Mm-hmm. What value is it really? And that was one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, because I could see that you give a ton of value. You also know all of the, and use all the internet marketing strategies. I just thought it was a fantastic example.
Well,
back to the videos that you created, did you use Camtasia, or how did you make those? And did you make them in your house, or did you have to go to a studio? How did that work?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was synchronicity playing out at its best. A neighbor of mine in a neighborhood we lived in a few years back was actually developing this interface and this platform to take information out through video and PowerPoint, and my husband and he got talking, and the owner, he owns a company called SyncNet. He thought it'd be great for me to take my information into this format, and he actually kind of used me as a guinea pig to build one of his first learning centers. We call it a healing center. To his marketing base, it's primarily a learning center, because I'm one of the few people that uses like alternative type methods. But his studio was in his basement, and I'd go over once a week. I'd have a commitment every week to shoot 2 or 3 videos, because I'd have to script them, write out all my PowerPoint. I'd have to do all the prep. Then I'd go in and shoot, and I do have an ability to shoot impromptu and not have to do a lot of in fact, if I can get the first shot, the first recording, it'll be better than anything else.
Oh.
And I have an ability to just do that pretty effectively because I know my material so well, and my camera presence is good enough. And then with the benefit of the dressing program and knowing what to put myself in, I show up on camera nicely. And I was able to shoot 2 or 3 of these every week over a series of about 8 months that we built it, and then launch it finally. And we've done some tweaking, and he's made improvements over the last couple of years. But it really was, you know, for me, people that are interested, if you go to youremotionalhealing.com, that's our sales page for the Healing Center. And if you go to and get involved in that, his information's right there. His company is called SyncNet. And so he had everything I needed. I didn't have to, like, find... Yeah, he was a one-stop shop kind of a thing.
Perfect. What I did hear in you describing that is it did take time. It took you time to create, think about, script it out, and even to go over there over a period of time. Because so often I find when you read a sales page and that, it makes it sound like you're making the money overnight and you just
no,
sit down and plunked on your lap. And I think it's so real of you to point out that it does take some time to create the products and develop the business to a point where the money is dropping out of the skies.
Well, that shouldn't be your motive. I didn't start doing what I was doing because I had an agenda to make money. I wanted to get my information out there in a more use a platform and an interface that allowed more people to benefit. So my motives were very different. And I just got that the internet was just the genius way to do it, and I knew I could make a really nice income as well with less effort. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a very practical person. That all looks very smart to me.
Well, that's great.
Why wouldn't I do this?
Well, and more people could use it in the same way that you did.
So. Yeah, and then, you know, when I have people going to, as I've been to Internet I stopped going to energy healing conferences and I started attending Internet marketing conferences in 2004 when I really decided this is going to be my primary business focus, which was smart of me to do, so I learned that world. But I met so many people that their motive was, I need money and I need to, this will be the way to, you know, get me rich quicker. And I think, you know what, if you're not passionate about what you're putting out there in the Internet, it's going to be really tough to get you to get it, because sitting in front of your computer gets old.
Mm-hmm.
All of this gets really tedious, and you've got to love what you have and want other people to experience it. I was very passionate about what I had. I thought everyone should know.
That's great. That's great. Which conferences did you go to? Any in particular that stood out?
I kept going to Yannick Silver's event. He does the, what does he call that every year? I'm not going anymore because I feel I know enough and if I have the right programmers that keep up on the technology, I don't have to know too much more. At least right now. I mean, that could change in a year, you know, in the next month. But
mm-hmm.
he has one called He would not be pleased with me. I know him really well. We were a part of a mastermind group he did, and quite honestly, I got so tired of sitting around with about 20 other guys, and I'm like the one female in the room, and hearing about their wanting to make more money, bigger, faster. And I told my husband, you can keep going to these, but I'm not having fun anymore. So,
I know when I started going to the conference, I did it because I wanted to be able to know enough so that I could get my husband organized on a daily basis. But I found that there really weren't many women there. And
no.
I wondered about that, why that was. And
I asked Yannick myself. I've asked him many times, you don't have more women out here. Because we do approach it differently. I can see where women have kind of taken on a masculine nature in a business model, and they've lost their feminine heart sense and heart center. And I think, wow, if you'll just truly bring your feminine, intuitive, heartfelt nature into this, you're going to blow these guys out of the water. Because hands down, if you follow your inspiration in your heart, more than the logic, because what happens when you start to learn all this stuff, in the early days, all I had was my inspiration and enough knowledge to do the next thing. And the more have-tos and shoulds and programs and tactics that I learned, the more it clouded my own inspiration in my heart. And I've come back to that now. Last year was kind of the pinnacle year where I really saw what I'd done and said, I've lost my intuitive guidance in this. I can't do this anymore based on what everybody says you have to do. A good example of that is I have never tested anything. Like, try it this way, test it. I have never done stats.
On your sales page, for example.
No. For example, I don't care. It's not fun for me. I don't enjoy it. I just trust. I just say, you know what? It feels good. It feels right. I'm going for it.
But that's
and I've broken a lot of the standard, you know, basic, you know, you have to do it this way. And I would sit and hear this and I'd tell myself, no, I don't. No, I don't. And I got bought into it more and more over the last few. And last year, I remember standing up one day and my husband and I share an office and they said, I can't do it this way anymore. I've got to go back to the basics and how I have fun playing in this business, or I'll just walk away from it because it's not fun anymore. And so I've taken this summer to step back and see, what do I still really love? What am I passionate about? Because otherwise, I'm just going to a job that I feel I have to go to like anybody else, and I completely miss the point of what I've created.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dressing Your Truth is my passion right now. I want to share it with a lot more people, and so we're going to see how we can best do that through the Internet.
I noticed the last couple of conferences I went to that there does seem to be a shift to more of just what you're saying, a female-centered marketing approach, and the guys are trying to learn it. And I really believe that in the next 2 years, we will see this shift in sales pages and in any products coming out, just the way you were saying.
Yeah, and you know, I was the one that always said, my gosh, you don't need a sales page so long. You know, no one's reading that stuff, and just get to the point. And, you know, then I got talked into it, and then I created these lengthy sales pages. And now what have they done? Oh, they shouldn't be that long anymore. I got to trust myself.
That's what's so important and key. And if you're, especially once you've created some success, I think then you gain more confidence in what you're doing, and I think it's great that you're going back to just looking at what do you like to do and what works for you, and go. You've obviously built a fantastic business, so
well,
everybody
you
should be coming to you to learn.
Well, you know, if it fits for them, I'm happy to share. Some people love all the stats and all that, and again, if you love it, do it, but hey, there's nothing you have to do to be successful. More than anything, you just have to believe and follow your inspiration and be willing to, when you get inspiration, when you feel moved to do something, if you start to judge it, analyze it, and critique it, you shut it down. You've got to be willing to move when the inspiration comes, and that's what I've been very good at in the years, just go for it with uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
It might work and it might not, but most of the times in my experience it has worked. But if I start to get my head on it and wrap my mind around it, man, you can really talk yourself out of anything.
What other advice would you give to people who are starting out either on the internet or even in a regular business?
I never exceeded my profits. I never went into debt. I only grew as fast as I had. Now, if you're in a situation where you have to get a small business loan, or even a grant, do it in a way that's really practical, that keeps you in a place of composure, because if you start to see more money going out than coming in, you get panicky and stressed, and it can only create more of what you don't want then. You put yourself in a deficit energy, and it's very difficult to turn that around. So be wise with just the growth and allow it to grow. Another little mantra that I've learned to live by is, what's the rush? You know, and if you get into that whole thing with money, it will be detrimental, because I've seen that happen for people too. And I've been careful and not overextending myself, and we've always been profitable.
Did it cost you a lot to get going?
No, nothing.
Mm.
I had to pay one. The early days, it was me and a web designer. It was the two of us.
And did you spend a lot on programs or seminars or just small amount?
And I would go maybe to one a year, which was, I'm not a junkie that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point where you have to apply and put it into action rather than keep learning. One event I went to traditionally every year was Yonex Spring Event, the one I can't think of the name of. It's his big event. If you go to SurefireMarketing.com, that's his site. I maybe invested $3,000 to $5,000 a year in that learning curve. And typically, if I bought all the stuff or what I did buy there, I didn't spend a whole lot of time learning from it. I got busy again, you know.
Mm-hmm. In the real business.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the different websites that you have, how do you keep track of them from an organizational standpoint? Do you make a list and then say, well, I have to do this for this site at this particular day of the month? Or how do you run it?
Right now, none of them require my attention. Actually, I have them all on the back of my business card, I remember. So I pulled it out, and I've got 9 websites that are active. And none of them require, the only one that requires some interface for me is the CarolPuddle.com, because I do a radio show every week. It's called Living Your Truth with Carol Puddle, and it's broadcast in our local market live on the radio. And it's live via internet anywhere in the world through the radio station site. And so I get listeners worldwide that listen online, and so we archive that every week. So my husband, he does that. He puts that in. Other than that, there's not a lot of maintenance right now. We're rebuilding Dressing Your Truth, so but I've got my daughter overseeing that. That's her job. She just comes to me for feedback and review and input, so I'm not even, that's not even my project.
You're at the beginning, what you did, if it was also so little time, or if you
no, no, it was
year.
All me. It was all me. I did everything. I hired one of my kids to start shipping product once I had a product line. We started in the basement. You know, we've been a real home-based business. Every one of my children have worked for me. They say to me, every one of them has been fired and rehired in the same day.
Oh, I can imagine how that goes.
You get mad, Mom, you'd fire us, then you'd rehire us in the same day. So they've all learned how to put little, you know, CDs and DVDs in boxes and ship them off. And we still, now that we have, it's interesting, we're in the very early stages of Dressing Your Truth, and I have my own makeup line and a skincare line, and we're about to launch a jewelry line. And we do all our, you know, my daughter now, she ships all that. And it's funny because we laugh. We said, well, someday it'll be, you know, it'll grow so much that we won't be the one shipping it anymore.
So. Something to look forward to, I'm sure, for them.
Yeah. You know.
What struck me is how simple your business has been. Like, so many people just work and work and work and work, and it seems like you did put some time in, but not that terrible.
There's been times it's been intensive, but it's always been enjoyable, whatever point I've been at. I kept creating more opportunity for myself, and, you know, I am kind of a funny. When I look at all I've done and all the things I've created and all the products, I kind of go, man, I don't know how I did all that, but I did. I'm not quite so, I don't know if becoming a grandma, a switch turns on and you go, you know what, I'm just make sure I got time for me and I got time to fly out and see my daughter and that I really have space in my life. And so
shift your
priority. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and that's what life's about. I mean, I'm sure your business will sustain you and keep going. So it's just nice to have that freedom then to be able to do the things that matter in life.
Yeah. I'm grateful for that. I grew up, I don't know if this is an advantage, but I grew up with an entrepreneurial father in a family-based business that talked business almost every day of my life at dinner time, where my mom worked for my dad. My dad, some people may recognize this, he invented Grabber Screws, and he built literally a worldwide multi-million dollar business off a better idea. And many other little side businesses that aren't even related, but because of his success in one, he invested in creating others. And so whether it's in my blood or I just had that example to take the risk, go for it, I did have that background to support me.
That's fantastic. I'm sure you learned a lot from that too.
Yeah, yeah. As a kid, you know, first you go through all this kind of healing for neglect because your father was a workaholic, but now you're in a place where you go, yeah, I really appreciate everything he taught me, all the examples I was given, and how to now bring it into balance so it's just I don't have to be extreme like he was.
Did you feel that you managed to do that, somewhat balancing when you were starting out?
Yeah, I feel I have been. I think my children, they're all balanced people. Our relationships are very good. That to me is kind of the fruit of how well have I done as a parent. And it's always been very important to me that I did not neglect my family for my own pursuits. And I have a very, very supportive husband. And it's beautiful because what I don't like to do, the details and the daily stuff that takes just daily, that's his gift. He loves it. I'm more the creative mind and the personality and the big thinker, and he's more details and manage the money and keep it going, you know, keeping the smaller things going.
You're the visionary.
Yeah.
You know, back to when you did start more online in 03-04, did you have to spend a large amount of time at that point?
I probably gave it 20 hours a week.
Okay, so you still weren't overworking.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. I couldn't. I've got 5 children.
Oh, wow. So tell us, did you have some obstacles that you had to overcome to create the success that you have in your life?
No, actually, those are showing up now because I've been so willing to work so hard my whole life and, burn the candle at both ends. Learning to let go of that and to allow more to just show up magically and effortlessly and to live a life that, doesn't require so much of me, but I still have tremendous success. I'd say that is presenting itself more now because I've been so practiced at just doing whatever it takes, thinking it had to take whatever it, it took. And it's all perfect. It's just what it was, and I'm having fun with it. That's important for me.
Well, and that sounds like you've run your entire business from intuition and having fun, and that's the most successful way to run anything.
Well, I've continued to let it be a priority. I know that there's a place for all the systems and convention and business models. Those are all, you put that in where you need to, but if it takes over, it starts to dominate your world. So,
Were you an energy healer before? You had a private practice that way, or what
did
you do before?
I did. Yeah, I was very successful in that for 12 years, 13 years. I try and do the best I can whenever I do. So,
Do you now work with joint venture partners? Do you do have an affiliate program, and do you use that a lot? How does that work in your business?
We have an affiliate program. We've yet to see that it's a big player for us. We have a few people that are pretty significant players with that. I don't do a lot of joint ventures. It has to be something that I'm very fond of, and it really fits in our world. I've made it a practice not to be real pitchy and silly with a lot of stuff. So I'm selective that way.
You don't go and just use someone else's email and just send it out all over the place?
No, I don't.
A little
or
bit of a different...
Typically, I have to be involved in it. Or it has to be something really awesome that I think people will benefit from that I'm not going to ever create. So,
when you do launch a product, you've created quite a few. Do you do a big product launch, or how do you introduce it to people?
Yeah, we'll do... big product launches. I'm not doing a lot of new products we're going to come up with will all be around dressing your truth and energy profiling. That's our focus now. I don't see myself doing any more energy healing type products around those lines. We're going to really focus on products for the wardrobing and the profiling system. And we do some clever things. Here's one of my most clever. It was just hilarious to me. My daughter became pregnant with our first grandson.
Okay.
And I decided in 2007 I wanted to do a big summer celebration and that I had a big announcement, a grand summer I called it, a grand summer celebration, and I had a grand announcement. So I created the whole anticipation thing, and in June I did some big, I don't even remember what I did each month, but my big announcement was I was going to become a grandmother somewhere around July 10th. That was
fantastic.
The D-day. And we even had a name the baby contest, and interestingly, my daughter did pick one of the names that was submitted, and we gave a credit to our store to the winner. We did all these fun, kind of clever things around becoming a grandma, and then I the pinnacle of it was that I had a special event that was going to occur when the baby was born. Well, he was due his due date was June 30th. He was 10 days late.
Oh.
So I had more people emailing me, "Has the baby come yet?" And I give every 4 days, I'd say, "Baby's not here yet, but we know he'll come because he has to, and we don't have," and I'd use it, There's just some things in life we're not in charge of. The day he was born, I had a picture of me and him on the homepage, I had a, Grandma Tuttle sale. We did a 50% off anything on my website.
Wow.
And in one day, we sold, I think it was like $68,000.
That's amazing. That's fantastic.
It was nuts. I was like, oh, my gosh.
And that was all like half price, too. People must have been thrilled.
Oh, my gosh. It was funny. And so then his first year birthday, we did it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't planned it. It was just spontaneous. I said, hey, we should do a Seth's first birthday sale. And I did another 50% off. And I think we did like $45,000.
That's great. You'll have to do one of those every month, but then it becomes worn out and it isn't.
No. See, I'll probably, as I have more grandchildren, I'll probably have an unannounced or some when it hits me to do the grand sale once a year in honor of being a grandma, you know. And it's really great because then people email you and say, oh, I love being a grandparent. And aren't these grandchildren wonderful? And, you know, I just get to experience the personal part of people's lives, too, when they take the time to email.
That's so nice, from around the whole world. Well, it really shows how you use your own spontaneity and creativity and put that into your business, and then that turns into, well, money, and also it brings you a lot of joy, too, in the relationships that you're building online.
And I have more fun. If I have to sit down and plan the one-year marketing calendar and what we're going to pitch and when, it's not as fun. I like to see what shows up and what inspiration I have and go, let's do this. You know,
perfect way to run things.
The only thing is my customer support. She says I need a few days though. You got to give me a few days.
Is that because you get a lot of calls then?
We got to know that there's inventory, and she needs to know to go out smoothly. She just doesn't want to create the back end, you know, of the problem. So she just says, well. If you're to come in, when we have our energy profiling online and you were in, well, actually, I want you to email me your address because I want to send you my energy profiling DVD.
Okay, fantastic.
Because once you know your energy profile, you'll know why I act swiftly and I have an active, reactive, swift energy that decides quickly and moves it into action. My husband and my customer support, I'm a type 3 energy. My primary element is hydrogen and the composition of me. And my husband and my customer support, they're both type 2s. They're more oxygen, water, fluid flowing. They can't move so swift. They need details in place. And it's just too much if the details aren't in place. So I got to give her time to get some details in place.
What's that? I was going to say, so I don't have to go to a course that you're giving. I can do this online.
Well, we have a DVD that we sell called Introduction to Energy Profiling. And we don't have, you know, through your own assessment, you can actually look at what energy type you are. There's four types, and they're all related to the four elements that create us, which are nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, and fire, or you could say air, water. I'm sorry, it's nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon, or air, water, fire, and earth. And those create distinct movements and expressions in us, in our personality, behavior, way we can take information in, the way we create in the world. And I'm a type 3. I'm a hydrogen, or fire, which is active, reactive, swift movement. Oxygen or water is fluid, flowing, detailed, connected, steady, subtle. The air, the nitrogen is upward, light, buoyant, random, refreshing. And the type 4, which is carbon or earth, is constant, still, steady, on course, black and white, on track, precise, keen. And it's a fabulous program. People really understand their inner nature, their core self, from understanding the movement of their being and what's influencing that. And so really in a business approach, knowing your energy profile would be a great advantage to know if you're moving in harmony with that, if you're allowing that movement to guide you and staying on true to it, you're going to see what you're best at and what you're not going to be so oriented for, and you can find support there. And know that you're going to lead with a certain gift and capacity for doing things, it really helps you stop belittling yourself or putting so much pressure on yourself to be everything that maybe isn't so apparent in you. We have all four energies in us, but we lead with one or two of them very predominantly. And I've been really true with mine. I've built my business in harmony with that movement of me, the expression of me. And I can see when my husband and I started working full time together, it was like, you know, water and fire. It's like, this don't mix, man.
You thought he should be acting exactly like you, probably.
Well, yeah, it took some just reminding of ourselves to say, okay, he's going to express himself and move through this differently than me. So there's things I need to just be involved in that I'm better at, then I'm going to just take that action quickly. And there's things that he's going to be better at, and we've really learned how to decipher that and honor that. So now we work well together.
Yeah, once you acknowledge it and understand each other, then it comes together easily, and you can appreciate each other's gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal, though, to get an interactive, to build it, put the energy profiling online so you can go on. It will not be a personality test of answering questions. Those, to me, are just dry and boring, and I have to make – I mean, I won't even do them because they're just so tedious. I'm going to create some wonderful interactive medium for people to come to what their profile is that will involve different technologies online, visual. I'm not going to do it through answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are the most exact ways of understanding ourselves. So we haven't come up with that yet, but we will.
Great. Do you think by next year?
Yeah, I think by next year. We've just had a gentleman show up that loves my work, loves what I do, that is a genius programmer and web designer, and he's going to come go through the program that we do, our live event, so we can put our brains together and see what we can create.
When you say that the gentleman showed up, you've talked to that a fair bit throughout our talk, that things show up, and that's using your intuition. How do people on the internet or even anywhere in life, I often get the question, you know, how am I going to make some more money? How can I create something? And I'm wondering, what do you think about, like, why people make so little on the internet and others make so much?
Well, I recommend that could be all explained and taught in my Manifesting More Money boot camp. Go get at manifestingmoremoney.com, because that was a 2-day event that we got very thorough and very clear on why that is. And it comes down to some core beliefs and patterns that we create with money. Money is a neutral energy that we put a perception and belief on, and it obeys us, basically. And patterns that we continue to experience that if you're not conscious of them, those patterns live us. And when you become conscious, you can become free of them.
Sounds great.
Pretty simple to do.
Well, I'm sure everybody would love to get something like that. It'll really change them and help them out in their life overall.
Yeah. In appreciation for your including me in this, I'd love to send you a copy of that. So.
Oh, thank you. I am so thrilled.
Cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love it.
You'll enjoy it.
Thank you. You talked about building your list, and do you think that that's one of the most important keys to structuring your business?
Well, I've never actively gone after that and strategies to do it. I just know my viral presence is probably my greatest. My book, Remembering Wholeness, has been marketed more virally, and for people that don't know what that means, it's that term got created. I didn't know this. It's like a virus. It spreads naturally. I didn't have to do anything about it. Viral marketing is just word of mouth, people telling other people. And Remembering Wholeness, we've sold probably 70,000 books since its publication in 2001, and it's been primarily viral. And that's how people mostly find out about me and come to the website and sign up. And
is that an e-book or a real book?
That's a real book.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a copy of that?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to send you a copy.
I score so big. Thank you. I love it. Thanks. I really do appreciate it. I didn't realize you had so many different sites. I only was on the Carol Tuttle one, and I didn't realize you had all these programs in that.
Well, gee, I could say to myself, I'm not doing a very good job at exposing that, but...
reminder upon reminder.
You've learned that I do.
So are you saying that you didn't even go out and do any search engine optimization? You just,
we tried it, and I don't like doing it personally, and I've paid money to do it, but there's not a huge crowd looking for energy healing, see, so it's not like I can optimize a lot of what people are searching.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of look at the that's also very practical in me, and say, how many people are looking for this? You know, I could go after weight loss, and I could go after depression, but then if they hit my site and it's not your conventional method, I've got a learning curve to create a customer. So I've just trusted that more and more people are getting interested in this. Now, we may do some things different with addressing your truth because we're in a more mainstream market with that. That doesn't have any kind of woo, you know, it's a makeover system.
But there's a lot of people nowadays trying to raise their spiritual consciousness, and I think you are really
growing.
A forerunner in that, and more and more people will be drawn to that.
Yeah, that's what I've just trusted, that will continue to grow, and people, because I've positioned myself, that they'll find me just by the fact that my name's out there.
And when you're doing things that come from the heart and just trying to give the information that you know, I mean, always just naturally good things will come back to you.
Yeah, I believe that. Obviously, I've written a whole book about it.
Well, I'm going to get that for sure.
Well, we'll send you that, too. We'll put it in the package.
Whoa, this is fantastic.
Well, we're going to send you a nice little thank you package.
Well, great. So. Well, I want to thank you for all the information that you've given us. I think you just put a totally different perspective onto internet marketing, and everybody's going to... It's just going to be fantastic, and I know that women who listen to this are really going to be able to use it and totally relate to it.
Well, thank you.
So,
I appreciate you inviting me.
Okay, well, I want to thank you again, and I wish you all the best. And for all of our listeners, we will be giving you all of the sites written up so that you'll be able to look up Carol's products and make use of them and be able to transform your life with her information.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Carol.